Dutch voters go to the polls today for the second time in 8 months, just days before last year's elections. The anti-immigrant politician Pim Fortuyn was assassinated. Thanks to a huge sympathy vote, his upstart party, the Fortuyn List, rocketed to second place and entered a coalition government. But Fortuyn's party and its coalition partners succumbed to infighting, so voters are back at the polls. Gregory Crouch reports.
Pim Fortuyn's party made a last-ditch effort this weekend to win back voters. It chartered a jet to the town in Italy where Fortuyn is buried. With TV cameras rolling, party faithful stood graveside. Among them was Matt Herben, the Fortuyn List's candidate in today's elections. Some people in the Netherlands would like to forget Pim Fortuyn as quickly as possible, Herben said, but we'll never forget him. Fortuyn was outrageously provocative and openly gay, but still connected with the man on the street. Tough on crime, immigrants, and a failing healthcare system. After his death, his party retained only his dramatic flair. Nightly news reports about the Fortuyn List featured nervous breakdowns, incriminating pasts, and bitter feuds between cabinet ministers. Newspaper columnists dubbed the Netherlands the drama democracy.
I think it was like a soap opera.
Willem van den Berg was once, like many Dutch, an ardent Fortuyn backer. Not anymore.
They proved that they have no stable people to make a good government for this country.
The Fortuyn List has plummeted from second place to fifth or sixth in the polls. But its legacy lives on, according to Matt Herben, the party's candidate.
During the previous election campaign, we were considered to be right-wing, and now you can see that all our positions have been taken over by the Christian Democrats or by the Liberals, or even by the Socialist Party. In the end, they all agree that what Pim Fortuyn said a year ago was true.
Particularly on the issues of high crime rates among immigrants and a perceived failure by Muslims in the Netherlands to integrate. Roger van Bokstel, a cabinet minister in a former government, said Pim Fortuyn forced the Dutch to break through political correctness.
I would say we gained something on the area of the cultural differences, that we're now more open about it, we name it. But what we lost is that everybody now says, well, now we can say anything and everything about each other.
What to do about the problems will likely be decided by either the Christian Democrats or the Labour Party. The Christian Democrats are running with Jan-Peter Balkenende, a Harry Potter look-alike and former professor. The Labour Party has made a comeback thanks to Walter Bos, a handsome former executive, a kind of Dutch JFK. But Bos announced this weekend that if his party wins a majority in today's election, he himself won't accept the prime minister's post. He says that at 39, he's too young and inexperienced, so the party will instead give the job to the mayor of Amsterdam, Joop Cohen. What the Netherlands' next coalition will look like is anybody's guess. This week, 30% of voters surveyed told pollsters they were still undecided. For NPR News, I'm Gregory Crouch in Hilversum, the Netherlands.